Hello, everyone. Welcome to the orientation for new library pages.
We're happy you're here today. Ask yourselves this question. What would a library be without books? Along the same lines, what would a book be without...
Table of contents?
A glossary. Hollowed out middle with a stub nose in it.
Without pages. Am I right? We like to laugh here at the library. But being a page isn't all just fun and games. Pages have a grave responsibility. They are responsible for taking items from what we call book carts and putting them back on what we call bookshelves. Any questions?
Shelving books? That's going to take, what, 2 minutes? Then what do we do?
Oh, I don't know. Hide in the back and text your friends? Yes?
Do you have some kind of a system? You just, what, put them back by color? Food stains? Whether or not they smell like cigarettes?
Oh, slow down. We'll cover that when we get to part 4. The Dewey Decimal System. A little PowerPoint for you.
Welcome to the PowerPoint presentation about learning how to be an effective library page.
Rule number one of PowerPoint: never read the slides out loud.
But you just did.
You can also have the text fly in from the side for emphasis. Watch this.
Whoa!
Yeah, you can also add royalty-free clip art from the 70s.
You want it when?
See? The three guys here are laughing because they're amused by the customer's request.
I wonder what that meant.
Hang in there, baby.
Okay, that's it for the PowerPoint. Let's get acquainted with all the different parts of the library. Over there, fiction. Over there, nonfiction. In this shoebox are the reference books, some marbles, and feather. There is a children's section, and right next to the children's section, the public computers.
Yikes! Shouldn't somebody put up a tarp or something?
For a humorous overview of the life in the library, we are now happy to present Howard Cook, who works in TSV, or Tech Services, as we like to call it.
What does the V stand for?
Oh, it's not important. Take it away, Howard.
Hey, how you people doing? All right, you doing okay? Hey, how about a big hand for Smitty and that PowerPoint? All right. Is this thing on? Okay, all right. Is this an audience or a book of famous oil paintings by Dutch masters? Hey, speaking of Dutch masters, my father's Dutch and he was a painter. A Dutch painter, just like Van Gogh. Except my dad painted houses. And my dad would never cut off his ear for someone he loved. Although he did shave his back for senior prom. No, I'm just kidding. I love working at the library, finding books and helping people access information. Although, the other day, I did have to explain to someone what nonfiction is. True story. By the way, I prefer nonfiction. With fiction, it's like they're just making things up off the top of their heads. This other guy wanted me to help him find the self-help section. I said, it's self-help. Shouldn't you find it on your own? He wanted one of those complete idiot guides. I don't like those books. I don't need to be insulted by a book. But if that's what you need, maybe you should try this. Low self-esteem for dummies. I've got some bad reading habits. I always read the last page of the book before I get started. Like just the other day, reading the dictionary. Zimmergy. Spoiler alert. By the way, I was reading Anne Frank's diary the other day. Terrible. Just terrible. You know, you should never read anybody else's diary. Anyway, thank you. I'll be appearing at the Half Price Books on Jones Maltzberger in San Antonio all next week.
Howard Cook, ladies and gentlemen.
What if somebody steals a book? I mean, what if somebody steals a DVD?
We're not allowed to do anything, actually. And we don't use the word steal here.
Why, I suppose it's one of those trigger words.
We don't use the word trigger here either, or the word word. We've been instructed by the administration to not engage in thief shaming. It has a negative effect on our patron's sense of self-worth.
When somebody removes an item without checking it out, we refer to this behavior as an inverse donation. I mean, they do pay taxes, after all. I mean, some of them. Sorry, I didn't mean to be non-taxpayer shaming.
So what you're saying is that a person walks out the door with an armload of stuff, you can't stop them?
Library policy. In fact, if the thief, sorry, patron, if the patron takes more than he...
Or she.
Thank you. If he can carry, we are obliged to send the bookmobile to their house with the items they wish to inversely donate. Sometimes they're in a hurry or don't really know what they want, so we make suggestions. People who like these books also stole.
That's nice.
Besides, if you followed them, they might run and fall on library property. Then we have to fill out an incident report. Ooh.
Incident 5467-820, Margaret Weiss Brown Branch. Patron threw stapler at head of clerk. Clerk ducked. Upon hitting floor, stapler caused loud noise. Other patrons upset by disturbance. Clerk reprimanded. Incident 4890-746, Mem Fox Branch. Patron, under the influence of bath salts, began chewing on left leg of librarian. Librarian's screams upset the chess club in the large meeting room. Librarian reprimanded. Patron given a book sheriff sticker. Incident 5900-871, Beverly Cleary Branch. Librarian killed in bathroom incident. Patron accidentally slipped on pool of blood. Librarian's family reprimanded.
First day, eh? I remember my first day as a page.
So what's it really like working in a library, old codger? Give me the lowdown.
You want the truth? I'll tell you the truth, boy. Library workers have the highest suicide rate of any profession in the world, apart from about 30 others.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what it's like to check out crap like Dan Brown novels every day of your life?
Here is Dan Brown reading a short excerpt from his latest novel.
If you combine the last letters from Melville and the first letters from Dewey, you get Devil, with a bunch of letters left over. M-E-L-E-W-E-Y, let's see, Lumay, Muley, Muley, Lemieux. Wasn't that Pepe Le Pew's girlfriend? Lemuel. Could it be Lemuel? Lemuel Gulliver? A book written by Jonathan Swift, the Dean of St. Patrick's. Dean Kuntz? Dean Martin, Martin and Lewis, Meriwether Lewis, Lewis and Clark, Clarkspar, Sugar Daddy, Baby Ruth, Ruth Buzzy, Buzz Aldrin, who didn't step on the moon, and who else didn't step on the moon? Johnny Biography, the notorious rogue bookbinder. It was he who was behind this. He, in the order of Opus Dei. They want people to just gloss over the glossary. All the clues are there.
Good God, that sounds terrible.
That's not even the half of it. You want to provide free internet access to people so they can investigate the knowledge of the world and become more fully rounded human beings? And what do? Role-playing games, social media updates, biblio-based porn, printing out Olive Garden coupons. Don't you realize if you share everything, you share nothing. Nothing. Do you hear me?
I'm going to go to somewhere else.
I'm gonna go erase pencil marks that somebody left in a book.
Hey, come over here. They're auditioning readers for children's story time.
That's a really awkward transition.
See, Dick. See, Jane. See. Sit down! See, Dick. See, Jane. See. Sit down! Everybody quiet down! I've been doing this story time at my church for 50 years. Sit down! Quiet! All you damn rug monkeys need to be in neat rows.
I said, see, Dick. Now, see, Jane.
Thank you. Next.
Oh, I'm a little nervous, I have to admit. Hi, kids. My name's Billy. I've been out of the joint for nearly a year now. I like to ride my big, shiny hog. Also, I've got some cool ink. Looky here. This one says, read. Carved it myself with a pin cap. Kids, reading is power. Power pages of books have power. Those white pages. Strong white power. I mean,
thank you.
I'm going to read the real version of the wheels on the bus. All right. The wheels on the bus go round and round, right? Because why? Public transportation has to be paid for with your taxes. Your money goes to these things, kids. And who do you think you find on these buses? Indigents, minorities, welfare cheats. Babies on the bus go wah, wah, wah because their parents traded their food stamps for liquor. Junkies on the bus shoot up and down, up and down, up and down.
Thank you.
I'd like to read a little from James Joyce's classic work, Finnegan's Wake. River run past even atoms from swerve of shore to bend of bay brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Howth Castle and environs.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. I like to introduce my puppets. This one I call the Doodah Man. Over here, this is Casey Jones, right? This plush bear is Jerry, and he's going to play the same guitar solo he played during Birth at the Capitol Theater 1971.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
I'd like to give it a try.
Who's that?
That's Ted, one of our homeless patrons. Colorful part of every library branch.
We're here to remind people of the old maxim there, but for the grace of God goes the carburetor, fork grout. Sing with me, boys.
God rest ye homeless gentlemen, your backpack's on the floor.
Don't let our shelving interrupt your loud and raucous snores.
To save yourselves from RBO, you've clothespins on your nose.
And tidings of toothpaste and soap, soap on a rope. With tidings of toothpaste and soap.
Boy, that was just terrific.
So what do you think, boys?
Huh? Oh, does that mean we're hired?
You wanna become a page?
I'm in. Are you in?
I'm in.
Let's do it.
Okay. One last thing. You boys have got to take the loyalty oath. Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of the State of Arizona. I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that...
The deuce support Arizona laws? I mean, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this. There's some pretty strange ones still on the books. Like, for example...
It may seem odd, but here's the rub. Donkeys cannot sleep in bathtubs. So when your ass begins to yawn, lock the bathroom door, it can sleep on the lawn. There's another Arizona law that you should understand. You cannot play cards in the street with a Native American. If you steal soap in Mojave, you've got to use the soap until it's gone. And if you're robbed, you can only protect yourself with the robber's gun. In the city of Tombstone, people over the age of 18 can't have less than one missing tooth visible when smiling.
This has been the Plastic Cactus Podcast, written and performed by Mike Sterner and Terry Owen, with special guests Bridget Thumb and Elliot Glicksman. Thank you for listening.